Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. It's the In Wheel Time car talk show. Just ahead, Colorado teardrops.
All right.
Not what you think. These are campers.
Oh, okay.
Teardrop campers. You're going to like it, I think. Let's go camping. Conrad has the In Wheel Time Car Clinic. We'll have this week auto news. Howdy, along with Mike Out of This World Mars, King Conrad DeLong. We need more Jeff Seekin. I'm Don Armstrong. Glad you could join us this morning. His name is Dean Wiltshire. He's the CEO of Colorado Teardrops, and we welcome him to the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. Dean, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine. We're looking at you. You're looking sharp this morning. Got your hair combed and everything.
Thank you. Hours of prep.
Well, just like us, no doubt. So, Dean, where are you in Colorado?
We're in Boulder, Colorado, right at the foothills of the Rockies, and it is a beautiful day. We had rain earlier, and now the atmosphere is nice and clear. Big football game here in town. CU Buffs play UCLA a little later today.
Well, it sounds like a good time up there in Colorado. My daughter is a camping. She lives in Golden, and she is camping this weekend. So she
cool.
said,
Dad, oh, good
I was,
for her.
Yeah, Dan, I'm a little worried. I think it's going to get cold and we're going to be in a hammock. I said, well, it might not be the best idea, being in a hammock when it's cold, but whatever.
She needs an RV.
She needs an RV, and that's what we're getting to. So let's talk about a teardrop trailer, a camper, if you will. And sure. Explain to the folks that don't know what a teardrop is.
Well, a teardrop is a particular shaped trailer, like a teardrop, as you would imagine, yet it's small and light so that it can be towed by smaller vehicles. The smallest I've seen is actually Mini Countryman towing one of our trailers. But a typical customer would be a Subaru Forester towing, a trailer that has a complete bedroom for y'all, and then you open the back and that's where the galley is.
Gotcha. So this is not your typical trailer per se. Can you stand up in yours?
No, you cannot. We do have a Golden coming up and a Denver coming up that you will be able to stand up. But it's more of a lifestyle. It's about being off-road into the backwoods without any facilities, if you will, not at a formal campground, and being closer to nature. So, you cook outside, you sleep inside. So you have your protection at night and your warmth at night, but you're surrounded by beauty outside.
Now, what do you do for a bathroom?
A tree and a leaf.
I have a shovel. There are many different solutions. The trailers do come with awnings as well that you can wrap around and have little privacy tents, if you will, along with on-demand hot water tent or water, and little porta potties you can use as well. So the more formal folks would appreciate that. We've actually put porta potties on the tongue of a trailer for two women that were camping throughout Colorado, and they had a little shower curtain they whip around, so they had their privacy while still connected to their car, if you will.
So what would one of your teardrops weigh that you're pulling, say, with a Mini?
That would be 1,000 pounds.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
1,000 yeah. pounds.
And has that the wood interior like showing behind you?
Absolutely. This is a hickory interior, and I'm going to just swap my graphics so we're looking at the front of the trailer. There's the window. Now, this is our brand new model, the Boulder, and we haven't actually made more than just our prototype here for the Boulder. And I'm sorry, let me swap it back. But let me hop out and show you some other trailers that we got going on with my finger over the lens and tell I'm a true professional. But here.
So how did you get into this? Are you a camper guy by nature, or you obviously have experience?
In Colorado, you have to be an outdoor enthusiast. It's just part of the getup, right?
Sure, yeah.
And as such, my daughter and I camped from Boulder all the way to the West Coast one summer. And it was fabulous until we got to Yellowstone, and there were all these signs, bear activity, do not cross. And the morning we left for my precious 11-year-old, a grizzly killed a camper. And that was back in 2011. So, and at the time I was driving a small light car. So I started to ask myself, what could I haul with my small light car? And Colorado Teardrops was born out of that idea, if you will.
So do these...
So this is the Boulder?
This is the Boulder, yeah. This is the world's first EV trailer, and this is our prototype. Under the floor there, there's 75 kilowatts of energy to charge EVs.
Oh, wow.
So when you hook it on
kind
to
of
your
range.
EV, yes.
Exactly.
You plug it in and to extends it.
A dirty little secret in the EV world is that EVs lose huge range towing, typically 50%, but our friends at Road and Track just wrote a very detailed article showing a Ford F-150, a Rivian, and a Hummer all towing a 6,000-pound kind of Airstream trailer, and they lost 66% of their range typically.
Holy cow.
So if you could go 300 miles, you can now go 100 miles, and EVs already have range anxiety. Why add that to it?
Right. So do these have, and I'm not going to say fully off-road, but off-roadable type suspensions on them? You had talked about, you had talked earlier about going places normally campers wouldn't go.
That's correct. So this first prototype is paired with the Tesla Model X. So it's got the same ground clearance and such. And this one's what we'd call an on-road trailer. But we certainly do a lot of off-road trailers, as you can see here. Those are 33-inch. And in all cases, we have full skid plates underneath.
Okay.
But the Boulder one, that's set up basically for the EV, it'll kind of go wherever your EV will go.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. And, you know, while we're starting to see Rivians hit the road and Ford F-150 Lightnings hit the road and such, there's not many of them out there just yet. So we're starting with on-road campers first, and there are a lot of folks that do that. So, you know, with your Model X, to where you could typically do about 300 miles range with a full battery pack, with this trailer, you will be able to do about 330 miles. We have not accepted the cut the range in half or by two-thirds. We're actually providing additional range.
Wow.
So it more than offsets the weight of the trailer behind the EV.
That's correct. This trailer is 2,200 pounds. The batteries themselves are 1,000 pounds that 75 kilowatts.
So is that an aluminum structure with veneer wood? Is that how it's built?
Excellent question. Yes, they're made like aircraft. In the sense we use aircraft-grade aluminum inside the sidewalls. We weld all that up, super insulation, and then hickory or maple wood is then applied.
So and what that, we're looking at right there is the galley.
That's correct, with fold-out doors so that you don't have your back to the crowd, if you will. I don't know if you've ever hosted a party and ended up in the kitchen, you know, with your back to the crowd. I find that very uncomfortable. We make sure that you can both cook and socialize and have enough room for everyone.
Now, do you sell the accessories, too, with the trailer? In other words, the stove and all of that stuff.
And the coolers that fit.
It'll all fit in there?
You know, funny story. When we first started, we built rentals so that we could test our market and our product. Nothing like renting stuff to figure out how it can break, right?
Yeah, right.
We bought full what I call galley gear to outfit the trailer. And then our very first customer showed up, and he had all his stuff. And he was like, "Well, why would you provide that? I'm a camper. I have all this stuff." So that was a really good lesson for us. So we find our customers are typically already camping and have their own gear. So we didn't get involved that way.
Gotcha. So
this would be like an upgrade out of a tent or something, like you say, you're more secure.
Exactly. We do have black bear and further north grizzly up here. So it's important to stay safe and comfortable. And our models are unique in the sense that they also allow a family of four to fit in this exact boulder here. So that couch we see here is a queen size bed. And then we have two bunk areas for children under 5 foot. Hmm. One here, one in the back there.
Yeah, we have Jeff, who's under 5 foot.
Yeah.
There you go. You know, it's funny. When we do trade shows, you'll always see the shorter guys grab the biggest guy and push him towards our trailer. And while we're looking at our smaller trailers right now, we had a 7 foot gentleman at a trade show, and his short 6 foot five buddies were like, yeah, get in, man, get in. And they all sat inside. There's still several inches of clearance for the tall guy. And he got outside, and I said, see, you're not that tall.
That's pretty cool.
Well, what a cool concept of building something that's towable behind basically any car.
Right. Thank you.
Because the reality of it is, you know, we were talking about the off-road capabilities of it. You know, a lot of times you're going to go down a dirt road or a gravel road or something like that, which should be no problem because you've got plenty of clearance for that. I mean, you're not going to go rock crawling in an EV to begin with, or not.
So
that type of EV.
Exactly. We have several versions of hardening, right? So we start with our minimal is a torsion axle. Then we get all the way up to independent suspension.
Do they have brakes on them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, electronic brakes or surge brakes?
Electronic brakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you, especially. If
and is the is this one that you're pointing at the? Well, no, not that's the prototype. Is the other one actually in production yet?
Oh yeah. So the prototype again. This is our first one. These we make about six a week, and people pick them all up.
Oh wow!
Across our great nation, I had the pleasure of shaking yet another customer hand yesterday afternoon from Michigan. So, you know, he towed all the way or drove all the way here to pick it up. It's a great place to begin your vacation, you know.
Colorado? Beautiful country. And what's the price range? And I'm not asking for an exact price, but because I'm sure they kind of range depend on content.
Yeah. We start as low as, and I'll hear a little gasp here, $15,000 for our smaller ones. And then the Boulder sits with a price point of $55,000.
And those are outfitted the way you see it?
The options with the stove and the coolers are not included. But
That's Amazon.
Yeah,
but the storage on top, the storage in front, what a great use of space you make.
Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of fun. Like, we'll peek inside this one right here. You can see that it's not completely organized inside, but there's a cover that covers the floor here. That cover actually turns into a table that comes off of the fender so that you can have your dining room table set up there as well.
Oh, okay.
A true outdoor experience.
Katie really? Needs one of these.
No, she does not.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't.
So much fun. Yeah, and I will mention that the Boulder is also positioned to be your power wall as well. So like a Ford F-150, if you will, Lightning, we can keep a house running on the power beneath the floor there for several days.
And what is charging like? One charger, two charger, DC charger?
Sure. So our first rev, we have completed our AC charging. So that means we can charge the trailer with your standard home chargers, which is 220 volts or what have you, or 110 voltage, takes longer. Our next phase is DC to DC fast charging. I'll point out with the AC charging, we can charge the vehicle with AC charging. Now, DC to DC, of course, allows that vehicle, that tow vehicle or the trailer to be charged at 80% in 20 minutes. But it does have a wear on the batteries. The world
it shortens learning. The life.
Right. Nirvana for us, though, is inline charging.
we're actually working with an international automobile manufacturer, I can't name, to do online charging during tow.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So that would be
using the ICE motor to generate electricity to
replenish,
to
charge, trailer.
To replenish the trailer. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty smart.
Well, I'm sorry. It would be to provide energy from the trailer to the EV
okay.
while under tow.
Interesting. Very interesting.
And we conduct those tests in November of this year.
Up and down the hills of Colorado, which stress out.
We're actually
going to
be in Arizona for it. So, you know, it'll be a good desert, flat, controlled environment, if you will.
Well, and the cool weather is better on a the warm weather is better on the batteries. The cooler a battery, the shorter the range.
You know, that's an excellent point. Thermal management of your batteries. If you're camping in, say, Moab overnight tonight, it might touch freezing. And therefore, you're going to lose battery charge, just in the cold weather. So our batteries are thermally heated and cooled just to maintain their appropriate conditions of fuel.
So you actually have a coolant system on the vehicle to manage the battery temperature?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Wow.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful builds.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so very satisfying. We have 49 employees here in 20,000 square feet. And, you know, we all have such a great time delivering such pleasure to our customers.
Well, Dean, it's great to talk to you. What does the website?
It is ColoradoTeardrops.com.
Colorado.
I'll get it on our social media.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and if you'd share our stuff with your friends, we'd appreciate it as well.
Katie could test drive one.
Will do. Absolutely.
Well, again, it's great to talk to you. Thanks so much for the tour this morning. The Colorado Teardrop is the Boulder. And if you're into trailering, here you go.
And you're thinking about an EV, this could be the good combination.
There you go. Dean, thanks again. Talk to you soon.
My pleasure. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye. We'd love to hear from you, by the way. Just shoot us an email. Our address here at In Wheel Time is info@inwheeltime.com. Mm-hmm. Time now for Conrad's Car Clinic. What are we clinicking this morning?
We're going to talk about brake fluid. You know, brake fluid can actually wear out over time, so you need to make sure you're changing it periodically. Otherwise, not only will your brakes become spongy and unsafe, the moisture will slowly begin to corrode the metal components inside of it. Brake fluid always plays a prominent role in the proper function of an automobile. You know, if you can go fast, you better be able to stop. Mm-hmm. And braking systems help generate those hydraulic forces required to stop the vehicle. Brake fluids are subject to an average amount of heat, and that heat depends on, you know, not only the ambient temperature, but how hard you use the brakes. So as you're slamming on the brakes, you're creating heat as the pads stop the rotor. Well, right next to the pad is the reservoir from the brake system itself. So you can see rotor temperatures, 700-800 degrees that are, you know, a half inch, 3/4 of an inch away from 6 or 7 ounces worth of brake fluid inside the caliper. Hmm. So that radiating heat is what basically damages the brake fluid. Most brake fluid, .3 is the factory fill for almost everything out there, which is good to... It'll boil at like 330 degrees.
How often should you change it?
My opinion is I would change it. Depends on the manufacturer, but every 2 to 3 years, I think you should change your brake fluid. You know, when you look at the Europeans, they say every 2 years or 24,000 miles. When you look at the Oriental imports, they're generally...
Oriental? You mean Asian?
Yeah. Asian imports.
Yeah. So Japanese domestic. Yeah.
Asian.
I used the word Oriental the other day, and I was scolded.
Chastised, okay.
Yeah.
So the Asian imports,
Japanese domestic.
They say about every 3 years. Domestically, General Motors says every 45,000 miles, which would be on about a 3-year cycle with a 15,000-mile thing. But you need to change it because as the fluid ages, the boiling point drops. So as the boiling point drops, you know, you start to get bubbles in your brake fluid, air bubbles, and that's what creates that spongy pedal. And it also lengthens the stopping distance of the vehicle. So some of the symptoms of old brake fluid is a spongy brake pedal. The brake pedal parts can start to corrode, a gradual loss of brake function, and discoloration. You'll watch the brake fluid will go from what should be relatively clear, maybe with a little amber color, to black. Yeah. And when it's black, it should have been changed. So you want to change it really before it gets black. But if it is black, it's time to change it anyhow.
Well, I told you that I did all that service on the Corvette, and it had never been done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was all of the fluids, and it was a pricey endeavor.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah,
it needed it desperately.
And brake fluid, like I said, it ages. Brake fluid is hygroscopic, not hydroscopic. It's hygroscopic because it wants to grow the amount of water in it, so it's always looking to absorb water. And if you think about what we talked about, the heat, you know, water boils at 212 degrees, so microscopic amounts of water in brake fluid is going to boil at 212 degrees. You don't even have to wait for the brake fluid to
boil. And it brings down the boiling point of the brake fluid.
Right. And it also creates more corrosion in there. So that's why you want to get out all that old funky fluid. You know, you want to prevent the corrosion in the master cylinder. You want to clean all the varnish out of the brake system. Remove all the air from the brake lines.
And, you know, we used to think that, oh, we'll just change the brake fluid, bleed each one, and be done with it. But that really, I mean, the way to do it these days is to put that pressure thing up there on the master cylinder.
It's called pressure over vacuum.
Yeah.
So you drain the master cylinder reservoir, you fill it up with fresh brake fluid, and then you put a pressure
hose on it. And then you shove it through all the lines.
And then you turn that on, and then you go around to each of the wheel cylinders with a vacuum hose and open the bleeder on it until it runs clean.
Sort of like an evac and recharge.
Right. And you can literally see the fluid run clean, and that's when you know you're good.
Huh.
But the benefits are more responsive brakes, increased safety of the vehicle, longer life of the brake system, and smoother stopping. So change your brake fluid every 2 to 3 years, regardless of what your manufacturers say, because there are manufacturers out there that do not even tell you to change your brake fluid. But it's a small price to pay for the safety of your family.
Well, we'll
but it is something you can do in the driveway.
Just don't spill it.
Doesn't sound like it'd be the...
Theoretically, yes.
Okay. Yes, theoretically.
But Conrad will come to your house and knock on your
door. A brake fluid, and Don always asks the question, how much? A quality brake fluid flush using a .4 fluid is going to cost you somewhere between $120 and $160. It's a small investment because, you know, once every 2 or 3 years, it's really not that
and
much.
And the key to that is quality.
That's all it is.
The key is quality.
Let a professional do it.
You ever had it? You've never had it done in the truck, have you?
No. I've never, not in any vehicle I've ever owned.
And what part are you waiting for on your truck?
The ABS.
Okay.
Well, ABS module. In fact, we had the anniversary of ordering it 1 year ago this week.
It's never coming in.
To go to dinner,
2022 shaping up to be another good year for the nation's new vehicle retailers, according to dealership financial data from the Automobile Dealers Association. New vehicle production remains constrained and likely will stay that way for the rest of the year, if not into 2023. Consumer demand for new and used vehicles remains strong, and parts and service operations are performing well, according to this spokesperson aficionado. Franchise dealers posted back-to-back record profits the last 2 years, and Mr. Manzi's assessment of 2022's first half suggests they will enjoy robust profits again this year. Hmm. So your poor car dealer ain't so poor.
No.
And,
but if you look, their inventories are starting to improve.
Well, and again, as a matter of fact, I had this conversation just this week again. If you're going to go and buy a car, please don't pay dealer markup off of MSRP. Because you heard all of us. Because if they think that they can get the dealer markup onto your charge card, then they all want to do it.
Yeah, right. Do your research on financing because the interest rates went up again.
Yeah, that's true. But I will say that Ram is still offering 0% financing for certain models of the Ram 1500. I think the Lone Star edition for 72 months was zero financing if you go through Chrysler.
I wonder what they give me for my 2015 that needs an ABS module that they can't seem to find.
Well, I'd go talk to somebody and trade it in. Go to Granger in Orange.
Yeah, trade it in. That way you wouldn't have to worry about all that writing that's all over the car.
Give me for it.
You won't know till you go ask. They're giving big bucks right now for
them. Yeah, but then they've got to get the ABS module.
Leave that up to them. Who cares?
Well,
they'll figure it out and say, no, you can't have it.
Just Toyota,
pull the bulb.
Toyota is close to is about to close its plant in St. Petersburg, Russia, finally. Might sell it amid shortages of key components and materials following Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. The automaker suspended production at the factory in March following Russia's invasion. It also stopped vehicle imports into Russia. Automaker said it will keep a restructured organization in Russia to provide service to existing Toyota and Lexus customers there. Moscow's invasion on February 24th has prompted a mass corporate exodus from Russia, leaving behind assets worth billions of dollars.
And that's just making Putin happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. You go ahead and leave. Well, the problem with that is
because he's got your assets.
Because he's got your assets. Clever. Funny. Not so. All right. It's time now for a quick break, and we are going to wrap up today's In Wheel Time Car Talk Show after a quick break.
No.
So we invite you to stay tuned because we have some important information in our close today. Stay with us.
Starting to work on your Christmas calendar? Be sure to add the next Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise in Saturday, December 17th. You'll want to attend Tailpipes and Tacos Christmas Edition at the Loopy Tortilla in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. It's the only place cruisers compete for Loopy's Chili Pepper trophies and other prizes. There's no charge to enter your vehicle for Best Hot Rod, Best Classic, or Best Modern Classic. Tailpipes and Tacos is Houston's coolest and most unique cruise-in and is your opportunity to see the best hot rods, show cars, classics, and resto mods. And get Loopy Tortilla breakfast tacos with adult beverages. There's no entry fee and cars will automatically compete for those much sought-after custom Loopy trophies and other prizes. It happens at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. It's the Tailpipes and Tacos Christmas Edition, Saturday, December 17th. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show will be there too. Celebrate the Christmas season with friends and family at Tailpipes and Tacos. Saturday morning, December 17th, 8 to 11. We'll see you then, weather permitting. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is having a car social. Saturday, October 15th, 9 to noon. It's a cruise-in like no other. Expect Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Porsches, Corvettes, and Shelby Mustangs. Get social at this first-ever event. You'll also see Gulf Coast Auto Shield's private workshop. Questions are welcomed. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is easy to get to at 11275 South Sam Houston Tollway near West Airport Boulevard, just south of the Southwest Freeway. Car Social takes place Saturday, October 15th, 9 to noon. Tell your friends, bring your car, and enjoy this rare opportunity to see Houston's finest rides. You'll also learn about nano ceramic coatings, ExoShield for your windshield, and X-Spell window tint, among others. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show will be there, too. Join us for Car Social at Gulf Coast Auto Shield Saturday, October 15th, 9 to noon at 11275 South Sam Houston Tollway, just south of the Southwest Freeway. Visit gcautoshield.com to see the show flyer and all the details. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is now part of the iHeart family. Now you'll have access to 24/7 car talk anytime you need a fix. Just download the iHeart Radio app and ask for In Wheel Time Car Talk, and there we are. Be sure to save us in your iHeart library for instant access. No matter where you are, you have the best car talk show right on your PC, laptop, or mobile device, and never have to worry about finding us again. Of course, you can always get access to our video and audio streams via InWheelTime.com and your favorite podcast channel, and all of this is free to you. From the iHeartRadio app, you'll not only hear our Saturday morning live show, but the best shows of the past, updated weekly. Never miss a minute of up-to-date new car reviews, pre-owned reviews, Conrad's Car Clinic, informative interviews, automotive news, and the most fun car talk show on the planet. Just download the iHeartRadio app, search for In Wheel Time Car Talk, save it to your library, and with a tap of the icon, you'll be in touch with your favorite car talk team. In Wheel Time Car Talk, streaming now on iHeart.com/InWheelTimeCarTalk.
Well, that's a wrap for this week's In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. When you're on Facebook, check out our page, if you would. Give us a like, tell your friends about us, and share our junk. You'll get Conrad's Unicorn Hunting features, along with all things automotive, all week long for free, including new car reviews, upcoming events, cruise-ins, racing events, and other goodies. You can find the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show 24/7 on the iHeartRadio app. In Wheel Time can also be heard and seen live on Facebook, YouTube, and InWheelTime.com every Saturday, 8 to 11 Central Time. 30-minute podcasts available from your favorite podcast provider 7 days a week. The NWIL Time Chief Engineer, David Ainsley. Thank you, David, for all your work this week.
You bet.
Our Marketing Advertising Manager and Video Technical Director is We Need More, Jeff Zekin. For Booking Agent and Podcast Editor, Mike Out of This World Bars, and Mr. Know-It-All, His Royalty, King Conrad DeLong, I'm Don Armstrong. Today's NWIL Time Car Talk Show is produced by Monty, the singing donkey.
All right.
He hauls ass. Be sure to join us again for the next three-hour NWIL Time Car Talk Show Saturday, October 1st, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time from Woody's Waterfront Car Show in San Leon, Texas, on all of our NWIL Time Car Talk outlets right here on the Smoke and Mirrors Network. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. That's it for this podcast episode of the NWIL Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our NWIELTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.